Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, along with FM 93.7, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the third watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. That includes our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women out there coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our bulk mail carriers out there hauling the mail from point A to B, as well as our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and also the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And, of course, we've got our Amazon warehouse people back at work tonight, and we've got our Amazon drivers as well. Thank you very much for tuning in, guys and gals. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter as the Captain's, at Captain's America. That's Captain's America, an S between the Captain and America, Captain's America. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Go over there and check it out and see all the different things that we have to offer, including the live stream of the show. If you can't hear it anywhere else, you can hear it there, and all of our podcasts are over there, too. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us, and that's FoundersCode.com. Go over there, sign up for the articles that she writes, and you'll know what's going on when you write it, right?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
That's a right and a right. Okay, well, you know, just when you thought it couldn't get any better or any stranger, you've got this FTX stuff going on here, and the Democrats are really hopping mad. A couple of senators, Senator Markey and Senator Elizabeth Warren, both from Massachusetts, have jumped into the mix, and they're calling for a full-scale criminal investigation into the second-largest donor of the Democrat Party last year, and that would be the CEO and founder of the now bankrupt cryptocurrency exchange FTX, Sam Bankman-Fried. I don't know what's going to happen. There's a lot of things that could come out of the mix here. Be careful what you wish for, because some of these names that they got out there, then you're going to know who is playing games with this stuff.
Well, you know, you have a couple of situations here. One, you have the banking committee, which is headed up by none other than Maxine Waters. And she really thought that this kid was the greatest thing, and she's blowing him kisses and, you know, taking pictures with him and so forth and so on. So she was all in on this. We also have something called the Consumer Financial Protection Agency. And that was really to do, you know, banking and investments. Well, where were they in all of this? This kid was, you know, creating a lot of money and a lot of investment And then he was turning around and buying off all kinds of special interest kind of things,
mm-hmm.
all things having to do with climate change. So that's really what catapulted him to where he is because he was all in on the woke agenda nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
And now I find out that there are billions and billions and billions way above the level of Madoff and
right.
that scandal.
Right.
And so he was taking the money that people, actual cash, not crypto, but cash,
mm-hmm.
that people had invested, and he was virtually stealing it to do all these other kinds of things, investing in woke agenda. But more than that, he was buying real estate for himself and the people that were in his inner circle. It looks like this money is not recoverable.
Right. Right.
And therein lies the next problem.
Mm-hmm.
So we have people side and government agencies, including the Securities and Exchange Commission, that have failed and failed miserably because they were all wooed and schmoozed by this kid. And nobody looked at the fact that he didn't have an accountant. He didn't use normal procedures
mm-hmm.
For balance sheets and whatnot. So, I mean, it's just fraud all over the place.
And we had enough trouble before with people like George Soros, but this is going to make some of that stuff look like it's tiny.
Correct. Absolutely correct.
Yep. And I don't understand why they say he was the second largest donor. I guess that's just the money they know about. I think he was given a lot more money than we're being told to the Democrats.
We hardly know yet, but there are supposed to be some hearings beginning next week, I think.
Okay. And I really believe that they're going to hang this guy out to dry somewhere because he's hurt so many people, a lot of them Democrats. Now, Elon Musk has come out and said that Hunter Biden's laptop must be fully disclosed, that it's necessary for what Twitter needs to do to accurately report or say anything about it, let alone some other things.
What I think he wants to do is kind of give some general amnesty
mm-hmm.
To these canceled accounts and allow people to come back. But, you know, we shall see. He's working pretty hard at all this.
Okay, hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more. We're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check out all the articles she writes, and we'll be right back.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
The stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Alrighty, this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they are part of a very old and very popular insurance company called Geico, G-E-I-C-O. Now, that started out as the Government Employee Insurance Company. That's the way that started out. And it started out some 85-plus years ago. They are currently the second-largest personal auto insurer in the country. They insure over 26 million drivers. And if you've got a car or you've got a truck and you want to find out what it would cost if they were true insured, you can do that by going to the website, geico.com. Do it all right there on the Internet. Or you can get a hold of an agent if that's what you want to do. The other thing is, don't forget, if you have a motorcycle, an ATV, maybe you got a boat, maybe you got an RV, you can put all that together with your car or your truck and save some money. But where you really, really, really save money in your insurance is when you bundle your homeowner's policy or your renter's insurance policy or your condo insurance policy. Any one of those three, along with your vehicles, will get you a tremendous discount. So check them out. You can go online to do so if that's what you'd like to do. Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. You also can get the phone number for your local agent and talk to the local agent if that's what you want, or they'll call you. Whatever you feel like doing. So there you go. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Check them out. See what they have to offer, and you might be surprised. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
All right. You know, just when you thought things were gonna settle down, you've got Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, stories, and now, of all things to have happen, the White House can't seem to get their story straight on whether or not Joe Biden is involved in this railroad strike a conversation or not, because to begin with, when things, I guess, were going a little better, Joe Biden was there. Well, yes, I'm going to do this. Okay. But now he says he's not involved in it. And Frenchie right away, when she got asked the question at the press conference, says, oh, no, he's involved in it. He's part of the negotiation. So I don't know what's going on, but why do they have to lie about it?
Oh.
Whoops.
The question.
Whoops. I got a tone when you did that. I hear you now. Go ahead.
Therein lies the question, but I guarantee you the Secretary of Department of Transportation. So, yeah, we're not being told the truth. And they don't think it goes south and it goes on strike. It's a mess.
You've got an audible tone that's come in with you a couple times there when you tried to say something that runs about 3, 4, 5 seconds. We'll try it again and see what's going on. All right, I got a caller. Let's see what the caller wants. Let me see. Bag Gab and Bob, is that you?
That's me, Captain.
What's up?
Hey, man. I just wanted to know, if I'm not mistaken, Texas is a different kind of state. In other words, they could actually secede from the Union legally.
True.
Because they had a treaty back when they signed their treaty to become a state.
True.
Something's different.
Yeah.
Well, I think that Texas ought to just say, look, if the United States government's not going to protect us from this invasion, we might just secede from the Union and stop this invasion, at least on our border, all on our own. Anyway, just wanted to know what they thought about that idea, because they got to do something. You can't let millions and millions of people just coming in.
Okay. All right, we'll let Denise answer it. Okay, go ahead.
That's something that they've been wanting to do for years, by the way. There's a lot of Texans that have been pushing for years, but now they have a bigger reason to push that. They even have their own currency, by the way. So we see where this goes. It would be a disaster if it happened.
I agree. Totally agree on that one, and we hope that something like that does not happen. Now, the House GOP should force Dr. Fauci to answer for COVID. In other words, they want to bring him up, they want to have him testify, and then they want to try to do whatever it is that they can do to hold him responsible. I don't know what that's going to be.
Well, it comes down to the gain of function. They want the real truth on that. And he said he would cooperate after his retirement. He'll get a subpoena, and we'll see if that happens. But he's testified many times and still is redefining what gain of function is. But I would also be asking the White House why they're not pushing for it, too.
Yeah, because he created so much trouble with what he had going on there. It was just unbelievable. By the way, the European Union Parliament yesterday declared Russia a state sponsor of terror. That's interesting.
That's huge. Huge. And what Ukraine is going through with no heat, no power, no water, going into winter is right there, period.
You had that audible tone come in with you again. I don't know what's going on. Is it your mic?
No, because I'm on a phone.
Okay. Wow. All right, because it's low in the background, but we'll keep trying this a little bit. In talking about the laptop, I want to try to establish something here. There's a lot of conversation today, again, coming out about this laptop, Hunter Biden's laptop, and the fact that all Elon Musk has got to do is apparently release the information he's got. And it's out there, and then away we go. Now, this is all because of the Twitter stuff and his, what's he doing? He's given amnesty now for a lot of that?
The Twitter team was suppressing posts about the laptop. He's not going to do that anymore. He does not have the laptop.
Okay.
They're just not going to suppress it anymore.
All right. So, he must have given. They must be have gone back to the FBI or somebody, I guess. Right?
No way to know. No way to know. But he's, you know, CBS did their own study. They found that it was all legitimate too. So they're really going after the media. Has finally turned the corner on this one.
Hmm. Speaking of turning corners, the Marines are going to allow women to wear ponytails.
Oy vey.
I had to throw that in there just for good measure. All right, let's throw this out there. China's iPhone city has now tightened up what's going on there amidst the COVID and the protests that are happening as a result of them slowing things down and bringing back in the COVID regulations, because apparently they're having another episode of it there.
Many of the workers have walked out, so the iPhone factory's in big trouble there.
Hmm. Okay, well, I'm glad I don't have an iPhone on order. That's a good thing. By the way, the UN Council, Security Council, ordered a probe of the Iranian protest crackdown. Not that anything will happen there, right?
Nothing. Also, apparently, kidnapping, the government's kidnapping children, too. So it's turned into a disaster, much more than it ever could have been.
Now, what would you say if I told you that Liz Cheney has apparently finally angered some people on the Democratic side of the aisle because of her focus on all things Trump instead of focusing on the January 6th people that could take the investigation in a different manner or whatever it is she's trying to do? All she's trying to do is just pin it on Trump, everything.
This committee has spent $8 million already.
Mm-hmm.
$8 million. Sitting in a D.C. jail under deplorable conditions.
Right.
When other people are not even in jail that should be across
right.
the country. So, yeah, I would have to ask, where's our Department of Justice? Well, that's a rhetorical question.
Well, I've got one final thing here. And it's, where is... Joe Biden is saying that the Russian oil price cap is now in play.
I'm not sure I know what that is for the flow of energy. So
I know what it's supposed to mean, but I don't know what the cap is in terms of dollars and cents.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't either.
Because they're only going to pay so much, and that's it. Then it's going to stop. And Russia, of course, is making a lot of money right now off the world. Predominantly us. All right, well, the tone just came in there and covered up both of us up, I think. But anyway, I'll let you go, and I will talk to you tonight on the show, and maybe you can put a screwdriver to the tone and tone it down.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. That's Denise Simon, and I apologize for that, but I have no idea what was going on there. That was something on her end. But we'll try to get that corrected and get it right the next time around. So don't go nowhere, no how, because I'll be right back with more.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
More information has been released on the 31-year-old man who shot six of his co-workers inside a Virginia Walmart break room Tuesday night. Police revealed that the man's deadly manifesto, which has not yet been made public, contained claims that his co-workers were harassing him. The so-called silent gunman had a list of those he wanted to target. He murdered Lorenzo Gamble, Brian Pendleton, Kelly Pyle, Randall Blevins, and Tanika Johnson, as well as a 16-year-old boy who has not been identified. Regarding the University of Idaho murders, police say new leads are coming in every day and that they're making significant progress. However, there is still no suspect or motive. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Buddy, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed. It is time for our Military and Veterans News Report brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with their two campuses to train you to become an aviation maintenance tech. We'll tell you where they're at after we tell you to go check out NAA.edu, NAA.edu. Here's more about National Aviation right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I don't know anywhere that you could go to and attend a trade school and learn a gainful occupation, namely that of aviation maintenance technician. 14 months is what it takes for the maximum amount of time with no previous experience, and come out and make yourself $65,000-$70,000 a year right off the bat on a 40-hour week. With the understanding that the more hours you work, the more money you'd make. You can make a lot of money very quickly at National Aviation Academy. And you can do it one of two ways. You can do it in the United States, or you can do it with a company that's overseas. And if you go overseas, you're going to make even more money. But think about this for a second, ladies and gentlemen. National Aviation Academy, with their two campuses, to train you to become an aviation maintenance technician.
It's great work if you can get it. Great work. Ask the people that are doing it. They'll tell you. A lot of people are retiring right now and moving on to something else, so they're just retiring to enjoy their retirement years. But the people that have been in the business for a while will all tell you that they've made a lot of money and they're moving on. They've made a lot of money. And that's what you want to do. When you get a job, you work for a company, you want to go all in and do all you can do and put all you can make in your earnings capacity, right? That's what you want to do. So, NAA.edu, NAA.edu, telephone number to make call up and make an appointment at one of their campuses, either Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. Telephone number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour, and then check them out. You'll be able to talk to a student. You'll be able to talk to some member of the faculty or two, and you'll also be able to find out about the financial aspects. If you're not a veteran and don't have your GI Bill ready to take care of it, they'll show you how you can get your student loan, and away you go. Now, the U.S. and Chinese defense chiefs, we told you about this yesterday, we don't know what they talked about, but we do know that they met in Cambodia. And we'll have to wait and see what the conversation was, but I can almost imagine it had something to do with all the bodies they keep finding in Afghanistan that are a result of something to do with our friends and neighbors and countrymen, our buddies. You know, it's my way or the highway, and if they don't like what you're doing, they kill you, throw you in a trench, and that's that. But anyway, we'll have to wait and see what goes on, and hopefully they're finding out some information so they can address this the way it needs to be. A lot of people are saying it's Erdogan and it's Turkey. I'm not convinced of that. I think he may know about it. I think he may have something to do with it to a smaller degree. But we'll have to wait. We'll have to see. And wherever the evidence takes us is the way we follow. Now, a bipartisan group of U.S. senators is pushing the Biden administration to transfer its advanced MQ-1C Grand Elite drones that can carry Hellfire missiles into Ukraine. And I'm guessing they're probably going to do it. We'll see. Now also, investigators have concluded that an Iranian drone was used to bomb an oil tanker linked to a Hillsborough billionaire over in Israel. The U.S. Navy said that yesterday. Now, it's not known for sure whether or not people have gone out of their way to try to help Israel and give them advance information so they can go after some of the bad guys and whatnot, but it's generally assumed that the Mossad has a way of doing that, and they do come down with information that other people can't. So again, we'll see what happens. We'll keep our eyes and our ears open to that effect. But it's going to be interesting. Now, the Ukraine raided, apparently with the Russians, a monastery. Ukraine's Secret Service has raided a historic monastery in Kiev in an operation it says was aimed at stopping Russian agents from using the site for sabotage, intelligence, and or weapons. Keep in mind, videos circulating online are reported on or made by the Russian-made state media. So what they're finding and what they're showing is not necessarily what's going on. But then again, are you surprised? I'm not. Now, you've probably heard about the Texas National Guard and the fact that the governor, Greg Abbott, has ordered M113 armored personnel carriers to be deployed to 10 positions along the border. Now, that's going to be one way they're going to be able to patrol the border, for sure. But it's going to be another way that they'll be able to attack positions along the way and not have to worry about special equipment coming from the cavalry to save the day. They'll already have it with them. Now, we know that the Texas National Guard is taking unprecedented measures to safeguard our border and to repel and turn back immigrants trying to cross the border illegally, some of whom may very well be terrorists. Some of whom may be terrorists because of the 10,000 immigrants that got in through Texas last week, 6,000 estimated got away at Eagle Pass. 6,000 got away. Where they went to, nobody knows. But this has got to stop. This is just absolutely positive. We got to stop. And whatever Texas has to do about it, whatever the federal government has to do about it to make sure it stops, then that's what we need to do. Now, that's just my story, and I'm just going to stick to it. And don't forget that the Texas Military Department service members work side by side with the Texas Department of Public Safety and other law enforcement to stop illegal activities from crossing the Texas-Mexican border. Also, the gang is all trying to keep the border safe. They keep looking for where the people are coming from. Once in a while they get lucky and they see them, but not all the time. But eventually they're going to be able to do that, shut that border down. Got to get Biden and company out of the way. Once they do that, they'll be able to do it. Nobody comes in until they get the system turned around and rectified the way it should be. We'll see if they're able to do it. They should be. All right. The Captain's America Third Watch comes right back. I do believe Chris Markowski is calling in today. We'll go with that. If he does, if he doesn't, we'll just keep on trucking. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like old Bandit Run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like old Bandit Run.
Alrighty, Jerry Reed and old Fred sitting on the front seat, and eastbound down, loaded up and trucking. Chris is apparently taking the day off today, so we're going to give you an abbreviated Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And the reason I played that is because you guys coming from California headed east out on I-10, on I-20, if you're coming up out of Alamogordo or El Paso with one of the customs bonded loads headed up north, coming up I-25, you're going to be in one whale of a snowstorm. Now, the eastern half of New Mexico on up to just south of Albuquerque through the mountain range there all the way down to El Paso until you get to the floor down there in the canyon, and that would be El Paso. You're going to have snow. It'll range from a few inches to 15 inches, but here's the problem. Winds will be gusting to 50 miles an hour, and in any kind of snow over that away, whether you're going up and down I-25 or whether you're going across I-20 or I-10, you are going to have visibility problems. So, get yourself prepared if you're going to be in the area. I would cross that during the daytime. I would not go through there at night if I didn't have to, especially in the wind and the snow. You're not going to be able to see, as you well know. But be very, very careful and make sure your fuel is right, too. Temperatures are in the teens up in the higher elevations as you come up the mountain range going towards Albuquerque and then drop down into the canyon. Same thing with over in El Paso, where the temperatures are in the 40s down there in El Paso, but in the teens and 20s as you go east and get out into the snow. 10 and 20, you're going to run in it for a ways, Fort Stockton and up to Pecos and beyond. So, again, keep all of that in mind. And then we have another problem area today in Texas. It's going to be Houston down to Corpus Christi. A lot of heavy rain, a lot of flooding along the beach and the Gulf. So be advised of that. Winds are blowing up the surf pretty good. And looking at California, we do have some snow in the mountain range of California tonight. Going east out of, out of L.A. And we have some fire conditions there as well, very dry. And then as you go up into Oregon, I-80 in particular, from San Jose, that area across to the Nevada line, you've got a lot of poor air quality alerts through there. Plus, you've got fog, and you've got what looks like some chemicals in the air that are blowing along with that fog. Now, that fog continues to go across right up the Hood River Valley in Oregon. So you'll have it up through the mountain range headed over to Idaho. Also, there is some rain tonight north-south on I-5 right there in Oregon, and you have some rain-snow mixed up going over Snoqualmie at the moment, so be advised of that. And then, of course, we have one more area to tell you about, and that would be none other than the the mountain ranges up on I-90 going east out of Colorado, out of Idaho, rather, out of Idaho City, and also up there out of Coeur d'Alene. But you got an area up there where you got some poor quality visibility's cut down. Plus, you can't see, you can't drive. It's just that simple. So be advised that the visibility is down quite a ways too. Now, moving over to the east, we're going to come all the way over to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, right there up above Wisconsin. You got a lot of snow up there in the northwest corner. North of Welton, and you probably are going to have something to contend with shortly in Wisconsin because it's been trying to snow there for the last couple hours. It looks like it's getting closer, but that's just me talking. And then, of course, don't forget your Pilot and Flying J. They got I think it's one of their trucks by the looks of it here. There's a picture of it. But anyway, they've got one of their trucks that looks like roll over right now in Idaho. And it's where there's a bit of ice on the road, snow on the road, right around Idaho Falls. Again, the East Coast, we'll run this down. This is pretty much along the coast from Nova Scotia all the way down to Cape May, New Jersey. You have got a gale warning. The winds are really blowing big time all the way down to there. And then you have a break. It opens up again. Then you got the second break, which will come from Jersey. The winds won't be as high. On down through Maryland. On down through North Dakota, South Dakota. And then you got the Carolinas. You've got, Virginia is also involved in this. And Georgia, right down to about Savannah, offshore with the winds and with the waves that are pounding the shoreline there. And then things don't look too bad on down into South Florida or the rest of Florida, for that matter. So, not looking bad at all. Now, again, let me go back up here to the Dakotas, because yesterday that was the site of some real trouble up there. That bad weather seems to be gone from you, though. The wind that they had, I don't see anything to bother you there now, except for what is in Ohio. It hasn't made it to Pennsylvania yet. Hasn't made it to New York yet either. But it's getting closer. So you'll know probably about the same time that we know what the weather's going to be doing right there in that area. It almost looks like it's going to snow. But the weather guy is saying, nope, no snow. So I don't know what to tell you. Except for the fact that the way the weather looks right now, you do have a developing system right there. East New Mexico, West Texas, it's going to angle itself up, and by Sunday it'll probably is going to be somewhere around Chicago, coming to the east. We'll see if it behaves itself when it gets up there into Chicago, as well as South Dakota. Now, coming up, Frank Salvato, the undergroundusa.com guy. If you haven't heard his podcast, you should go listen to him. He makes podcasts after he comes on this show, telling everybody about what he's doing, how he can get a hold of us. And I know that's important to some folks that are listening right now, because Frank has been with me going on 20 years. But if it ever has to do with what's going on right here in our backyard, he can help us. And he has helped us. Frank has been very good at what he's been able to do, and I'm happy to report on that. Now, one of the things you're going to hear about coming up next hour is going to be our sports report. I'm going to tease this for Patrick Hyland. It seems Sean Payton yesterday came out and inferred where he might like to be next year as a head coach. We'll have to wait. We'll have to see what happens, but we'll be talking about that with Patrick. In the meantime, enjoy the top of the hour news and your break and your stations and all the stuff that they have to offer. And I'll be back with Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com, right after all of these messages.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.